This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jeff Hathorne joins us right now, our sports director, right here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Outstanding.
Fantastic.
Tremendous. All right, Jeff. Steelers, Ravens, no love lost. And it seems like Patrick Queen has not gotten over not getting paid by those Baltimore Ravens. I'm sure he's happy to be where he is. And in fact, he said so much yesterday. But what are you expecting out of him in particular on Sunday?
Yeah, emotion. I'm expecting a lot of emotion out of him. And you know what? Good for him for allowing the fans to hear what happened and hear why he's fired up about this matchup and, you know, how he wasn't offered a contract. They wanted to go elsewhere with their salary cap money. And he's sitting there like, man, I played through injuries. I did everything you asked for 4 years, and then you dumped me? Like, it took him a long time to get over that. You know emotions are going to be running high. And beyond that, he's just playing better football for the Steelers right now.
Jeff, Mike Tomlin in his press conference on Tuesday, he said there's going to be a lot of zigging and zagging on both sides. Whenever he said that, what did you take from that? What did you think he is talking about whenever he says that?
That it's going to be exactly the way it's been for the last 8 games. And that he just wants to throw that out there to get them to think that they're going to run a bunch of whole exotic stuff. It's like you would think with Russ now, maybe you're going to open it up a little bit more. But if you've won 7 of the last 8 by kind of dragging it in the mud, as a coach, are you going to change that? Are you going to alter that unless you're forced to? I mean, we've already seen Tomlin with the fake punt do some things that, you know, maybe he hasn't done in the past. And they do have a quarterback unlike they've had since 2020 when Ben was playing well. So maybe that's it. But I, listen, I don't anticipate. Maybe there's a trick play here, but how much more? I mean, there's so much on tape. I don't know how much more that they could throw or if they're really going to change up because of the success they've had, what they do against Baltimore.
Mike Tomlin says not a lot of tape out there on Deontay Johnson. I took that to be A, accurate, but B, also a not so subtle shot. We've long hypothesized that Deontay getting traded to Carolina was a big Mike Tomlin thing because he probably didn't think that guy can exist within the locker room. He's not a winning kind of player. How do his former teammates feel about him, though? Obviously, Minka not a fan.
Yeah, obviously Minka not a fan. I think they just kind of dismiss it. Like, it's like, all right, like if we have him as a teammate, great. If we don't, not that big of a deal. It's not that he was hated in there. It's just that I think it got to the point, and you saw it with Tomlin in the move, where it's like, man, this isn't worth it. Like, this drama isn't worth it. We can find somebody that can do the things that he is doing. And that's a little shot, and I think it's been speculated, and I think wisely so. Almost everything Tomlin says has a dual purpose. So if now Baltimore and Deontay's all fired up, and they want to take balls away from Flowers or Andrews and put them to Deontay Johnson, I think the Steelers would welcome that.
Jeff, who honestly worries you more, Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson? Because, I mean, Derrick Henry is, what, probably the best running back in the league right now, and Lamar Jackson's at least number two at quarterback in the league right now. Who honestly worries you more of taking over a game and ending a game against the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, that's 1A. Lamar, because he touches it every play. But I do fear Derrick Henry, not just being able to use his physicality, but all of a sudden you're watching the back of 22 and you got fast guys chasing this behemoth of a man down the field and they can't catch him. I mean, that's what separates Henry. We've seen other big backs that have had success, but not with that kind of speed. The fact that those two are together is just frightening for the league. And man, Lamar, I mean, the numbers are insane. 24 touchdowns, 2 picks, and he's 21st in the league in rushing. I mean, what he is doing this year is really spectacular. The fact that they've lost 3 games just kind of boggles your mind when you look at the stats they're putting up offensively.
Offensively, they've been unbelievable. And you talk about that running game. Nick Herbig practiced yesterday, so it's looking like he's going to play. Do you think, though, because of the physicality of the Ravens, needing to set the edge, stop the run, that maybe Preston Smith gets a little bit more burn, even than Nick Herbig on Sunday?
I think it's going to be similar, maybe because it's Herbig's first game back, and I do anticipate him playing, that they monitor his snaps a little bit more. But, man, what a huge move. I mean, look at a week ago. Highsmith's back. You're probably thinking, okay, that's a luxury. It was no luxury. I mean, what a smart move to bring in a guy like Preston Smith for this very reason. And he's gonna play a huge role. And that's where you like a Jeremiah Moon. Guy can play some special teams. Maybe he comes in a couple of snaps, but you don't want him in 2025.
Jeff, do you anticipate Dante Jackson playing? Calvin Austin, not sure if he practiced yesterday or not. Do you anticipate him playing? And Najee being at full speed whenever Sunday comes around?
Well, let's start with Najee. He's missed most of the Wednesday practices this year just to kind of physically recoup. So I'm not going to read too much into him missing yesterday. So let's see what he's able to do today. And really, I mean, he could be limited the next couple of days or not practice today and be limited tomorrow and be able to go. Because obviously he knows the system. Dante, I feel good about. I think he's going to be able to play, and I think Calvin is going to be able to play as well. I mean, it's pretty good injury news. Even like a guy like Mykole Pruitt missing a day with the knee injury, I think that's just rest. So they're, I mean, knock on wood, they're in a pretty good spot with the exception of Highsmith.
Not knowing where things go the rest of the year here, Jeff, I mean, you have any qualms if it comes to this, paying a 35-year-old quarterback $40 million, $45 million this offseason?
If he wins you a playoff game this year, and maybe the loss, if they were losing the playoffs, that loss was very competitive, and it was, I mean, what we're seeing now is because of Russ. I mean, we could point to other people, but quarterback play is what's different with this team right now. And, yeah, I don't have a problem with that because they've got a defense that's getting older, that's ready to win right now. I mean, you're going to have to pay some quarterback. Why go cheap? If he shows that he works in that system and still has game, I don't have a problem with that.
Jeff, awesome stuff as always. We will talk to you on Tuesday. Thank you for jumping on.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. All right, AI has served me well now, Doran.
Okay.
Number one quarterback rating in the last 3 games, Jalen Hurts. Number two, Kirk Cousins. Number three, Justin Herbert. Number four, the little dude running around, Kyler Murray. Number five, weirdly, is Bo Nix. Number six, Tua Tagovailoa. And number seven would be Russell Wilson. So Russell Wilson, if we're talking right now, and that was the conversation, top five quarterback in the league right now, he's been playing like that guy the last 3 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, it's all the time he's played, but you have to compare what guys have been doing since he's been playing football for the Steelers. He's also second in touchdown passes over that time behind Kirk Cousins. So there you go. Some people are saying on Twitter that we're homers, but we're not talking about who's been the best quarterback in the league this season.
No, saying the last 3 weeks. And if we're homers, then give us your top five. Tell us why.
People do love to do that. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You're a homer.
That's wrong, but wait a second.
Right. Good, think about it. And read the actual tweet. Don't just create your own narrative of what you think the tweet might be.
Right. That's why I put in all caps right now. We discussed it beforehand. Let's make sure. I don't think it's a hot take at all.
No.
I mean, I don't know that I'd have them five, but again, you're parsing. And Jeff just said it there. They are where they are right now because of Russell Wilson. And here's the other thing that needs to be factored in. Look, this is an offense that is on the cusp of being top 10 in points per game. But I don't think anybody's going to confuse the Steelers' line, Steelers' weapons with Philadelphia's. I don't think you're going to confuse it with some of the weapons that these other guys have. You know, the one exception is Herbert, who they've got a great running game and a good foundation, but he's throwing to not...
Nope, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to really despair. Not great players. Mm-hmm. Not great players. So with what Russ has to work with, and he's done over the last three games. I mean, Justin Fields was doing okay, but just compare those two. Been night and day different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.